Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic collision that took the life of an 84-year-old woman after she was hit by a school bus at the intersection of Ronerville Road and School Road in Fortuna this morning. The driver, Helen Baloney, was turning left onto Ronerville when she hit the pedestrian who was in the crosswalk. There were students on the bus at the time of the incident, and counselors and psychologists were later on hand to assist any students struggling to deal with the incident. The CHP reports that neither alcohol nor drugs nor weather played a role in the collision, which remains under investigation. The coroner's office is working to contact the victim's next of kin before providing an ID. Eureka police were called to the 200 block of Del Norte Street early yesterday morning after receiving a report of a vehicle burglary. When officers reached the scene, they spotted a man dressed in black walking along Del Norte Street, and when ordered to stop, the man fled on foot. Officers quickly apprehended the suspect, identified as 43-year-old Eureka resident Leon Davis, who was also on active parole. As officers chased Davis, they saw him remove an item from his waistband and toss it over a fence. It was later found to be a loaded handgun. Officers also recovered stolen items from the vehicle break-in and returned them to the owner. Davis was booked into jail on several counts, including being a felon in possession of a handgun, and he is being held on a parole hold. Yesterday evening, the Sheriff's Department received a report of a lost hiker after he failed to meet up with his companions. The three had been hiking along Big Flat near Shelter Cove when the lost hiker, 36-year-old Jerry Miller of Whitmore, began having minor health issues. His friends continued their hike toward Black Sands Beach and waited for Miller to catch up. When Miller failed to meet with his companions, they called the Sheriff's Department and search and rescue teams were sent out. A Coast Guard helicopter was also dispatched, but recalled due to heavy weather and poor visibility. Search and rescue personnel located Miller at about 2 o'clock this morning, and he was in good health and had set up his tent and sleeping bag for shelter. The Sheriff's Office reminds hikers to always let friends and family know where you will be hiking and have the appropriate clothing and equipment for the area. The California Highway Patrol and Caltrans held a small ceremony to dedicate a section of Highway 101 north of Laytonville in honor of Officer Paul Jarski. Jarski was on patrol on a snowy night in April of 1981 when his patrol vehicle left the roadway and tumbled 100 feet down an embankment before coming to rest underwater. The stretch of roadway is now known officially as the CHP Officer Paul C. Jarski Memorial Highway. The North Coast was rattled by a 4.1 magnitude earthquake this afternoon at about 1:30. The quake was located 19 miles northwest of Eureka at a depth of 8.5 miles. The trembler was short and sharp and escaped the notice of all here at Eureka Broadcasting except for those intrepid newsmen at the news desk who felt it immediately and then endured ridicule from unbelieving co-workers. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The state of California has begun a new program to match up service veterans with jobs in the private sector. Anthony Mantova and retired Colonel Ron Pierre have the story.
Ron Pierre, State Ombudsman Director for California Support for National Guard and Reserve, says there's a new website aimed at helping veterans find work.
There's a new program that's actually hit the streets the 1st of March. It's called Hero to Hired. Came out of the Department of Defense, and it's a social media-based job program that's free, I say again, free, to employers and to service members. And it's so easy to get onto. You can sign onto the internet as a service member, register, take a test, kind of like a Myers-Briggs personality test, have your military skills matched, and look on a database of jobs right now that's listed 3.5 million jobs across the country.
The website is h2h.jobs.
And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.